Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, winter warm-up this hour. 40 minutes from now, we will tell you a temperature. You'll go to kidnation.com. You'll enter that before midnight. And then wake up the next morning with a smile on your face because hopefully your phone will ring.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be told, hey, you are today's winner. You'll be on off to Florida for the winter warm-up. Thanks to visitflorida.com. We also are going to get into your dreams. Our dream expert, Jenna, is going to let you know what your dreams mean here in about 20 minutes.
And you'd be surprised. A lot of us have very similar dreams, underlying themes.
Yeah.
We all...
And it never has to do with what you're dreaming, which is weird.
Not always. Yeah. No, you think you have the most bizarre dream. Like, why would I dream about that?
Right.
But... And it's trying to tell you something.
Completely opposite of what you probably think. So we'll get into that in about 20 minutes. But right now, we want to get into some crazy.
Yeah.
Does it make me crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
I like Ja Rule right there. 800-543-3548.
800-5-PEAKIN.
That was a good callback from yesterday. Huh?
Yeah.
We want you to give us a call and tell us about those quirky things you do, Kid Nation. We'll let you know if you're crazy or not, because we've been doing this long enough to where we can definitely title.
We know.
We can give you the title, because we have the title. We've all been crazy.
Crazy knows crazy.
Of course. Michaela, she wrote us and has something in common with Kelly Raspberry.
What?
I binge-watched Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Yes.
Oh.
In fact, I binge-watched so much that I now have a Jersey accent, and I'm from Arkansas. Does that make me crazy?
I don't know what. I just really got into this season. I binged it so I could get to the reunion.
Yeah.
Part one was Wednesday night. Part two is tomorrow night. So excited.
No, I don't think you're crazy, though, Michaela. I think that's pretty cool that you got that Jersey accent.
Yeah.
From Arkansas.
And you're in Arkansas, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you develop a little bit of an accent watching it, Kelly?
No.
Not really, huh?
No, but I started following Melissa Gorga on Instagram. And last night I went on Twitter and started looking at who commented about Melissa and Jackie, because I love Jackie.
Yeah.
And who's on Team Teresa and who's on Team Melissa. It's fascinating. I don't ever comment. I just like to read.
I'm just here for the comments.
Yeah, I'm just here for the comments. I don't comment.
I do that all the time.
I don't meme. I just want to see what they're saying.
I love watching Facebook fights or Instagram fights.
Yeah.
I'll just sit there and I'll read them.
Yeah.
I'll take a side, but I never vocalize what side I'm on. This is a text that they're not crazy, but they want to know if their coworker's crazy. They said, my coworker ate carrots and crunchy peanut butter together at lunch yesterday. We had an argument about this. Does that make her crazy?
What part? The crunchy peanut butter or the fact that peanut butter and celery? Because some people have a
carrots.
Peanut
carrots.
Version.
Carrots. Yeah.
Oh, carrots. That's fine.
Jenna, you're the big peanut butter eater that I know of on the show.
That is not something that I eat, but I'm the big peanut butter eater on the show.
You are the peanut butter connoisseur.
I wish I could have some right now. I'm not eating sugar.
But the carrot's not that big of a leap.
I see kids do that. I think it's better than dipping other stuff into peanut butter, right? That's not a...
I see you eating
of some sort.
Peanut butter and apples all the time.
That's
the time.
Delicious.
I do. I love peanut butter is my one kind of when I want sugar, when I want something still kind of getting the protein and fat. Yeah, I do a lot of apple, peanut butter, almond butter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People put peanut butter on weirder stuff than carrots.
Yeah.
Right?
Bananas. Peanut butter and banana sandwich.
That's delicious.
Maybe she had the issue with the crunchy.
I saw someone eating a peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich.
See, now that's
my daddy does that, but you add bananas too.
There, my mom's friend's son, he makes peanut butter and the American cheese sandwich.
No. American what?
Peanut butter and cheese.
No, that's gross.
Peanut butter and cheese.
Remember my daddy came in and made banana mush-mush for you guys.
Banana mush-mush was good.
And that was mayonnaise and peanut butter with bananas and some raspberry jelly.
Right. Oh, I forgot that was mayo.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
wow.
It was the sweet mayo.
Yeah,
Dukes.
No.
Dukes. It was Dukes.
Yeah. I don't know. Carrots and peanut butter don't go well for me.
I've never tried it, so I can't say. I've never tried it, so it doesn't sound...
I would change gears and compliment her on her healthiest snack.
Yeah, I do like that, though.
It doesn't sound too weird to me.
I do get down with that carrots and hummus. That's what I get down with the carrots. From the text.
All right. Sorry, not crazy.
Not crazy.
No. Nope.
We're going to try it, though. My husband can smell my hair and tell when my Aunt Sally... You know what I'm talking about, ladies. It's coming up to 3 days in advance.
Wow.
Yes, I do shower every day. And after 15 years of being together, he really knows me well. It's annoying. Does that make me crazy?
That's what we're calling this now?
Aunt Sally?
I think she just changed it for Sally. Hers is Sally.
Okay.
It's been called lots of things.
I would love to have that. ability.
Well, after 15 years, he kind of knows anyway. It's not like he has to go to the hair to smell it.
But she says he can smell the hair and know.
Well,
that is
putting some
crazy
kind of
to me. Is it really just her hair or is it her body?
I think
her pheromones. Yeah.
It's probably coming out through her hair.
Because I can't tell.
Because your heat rises and all this stuff rises. I guess. I don't know. Interesting.
You can only tell when Kenzie, because I'm the same way, it's like crying.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she gets really emotional.
Or hungry.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
And she'll
let
me know
that before.
Yeah, I've never heard that one.
I can smell it.
Slightly crazy then.
Yeah.
Pretty cool though.
Freaked out.
Cool skill.
Stop smelling me.
I call that a superpower.
No.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Okay, Lindsay, let's find out if you're crazy or not. Or is it your mom that you want to find out about?
Yes, I think my mom's crazy. I do. Okay. So it's like skunk season here in Missouri. You can't drive down the road without passing a skunk, and I hate it. You know, like my car just smells like skunk the rest of my trip.
Yeah.
But my mom, she will just take like a big breath in and be like, I love the smell of skunk in the morning.
Then
like it reminds her of coffee or something. I was like, I don't know what kind of coffee you drink, but we need to change that because that's not right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm intrigued by skunk smell. I don't want it all. I don't mind smelling it when I'm passing by.
Have you ever been sprayed by one?
Because I have. You have?
My friend clipped one. I had my windows down trying to stay awake. We were driving in northern Michigan at night.
That'll wake you up.
So she was just out there on a rampage. Like, she kept clipping animals. I don't know what was going on, but I had all my windows down and my sunroof to try and get that cold air to keep me up because it was after midnight.
Yeah.
And that skunk got clipped and sprayed me in the car.
Wow.
My car smelled for a week. I smelled like skunk. It was,
Did you do the tomato juice bath to get it off?
No. I didn't know if that was really a thing.
Did you smell like skunk too or just the car?
I mean, I did until I, showered, but it was really just in my car.
Oh, it came off of you.
I had to leave my car open for like a week.
Yeah. If I can buy skunk smell, I don't mind.
I wonder if an insurance company would let me say my car's totaled after a skunk sprays inside of it.
If it's bad enough, maybe.
Right? You can't. I would puke every time.
It seems like I'm smelling skunk right now, just talking about skunk.
I can't smell it.
I don't think liking skunk smell makes her crazy.
I do.
I do, too.
Because you don't like it.
You got 3 out of 4 crazy.
Yeah.
Some people like the smell of gasoline. Some people
love gasoline.
MC, and some people think that's crazy,
too.
I used to wonder what it would taste like when I was a kid.
Don't do that.
Okay. No.
Of course, I know not to do it.
Do you?
Have you ever siphoned gas from one car trying to get it into the other car?
Yeah. I accidentally.
And then swallow some?
It burned. It burned really bad.
That's not good. Don't do that at home, people.
Yeah, be careful.
Unless you're really low on gas, you need to.
I would say at least like 30 to 40% of dudes have tried it and done it wrong a little bit.
I learned it from my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, we'd be mowing the yard and out of gas and don't want to take a trip to the gas station. So he'd get a water hose and do the whole siphon, like blow, and then put it in the gas tank in the car, in the lawnmower.
It comes up faster than you think.
I always thought that was just like an old wives' tale where people were like, he got bit by a rattlesnake and I sucked out the venom.
No.
It definitely happened.
Sammy Mac could do that.
Jamie wrote us and said, yesterday when JC said Kenzie has the flu, my first thought was, well, great. He's exposed and brought it to all of us at work. I'll be getting it now. Yeah, I feel like when somebody talks about the flu, do you guys feel like I'm infected because I'm around somebody?
You seem okay.
My daughter had it and I...
Yeah, I didn't get scared when you brought it in.
I do feel like you're a carrier.
I'm not carrying it.
Like, you're just carrying it. And yeah, Kelly's immune, so you're cool, like, when you're surrounded by sick. But JC's a carrier. You just bring it in and drop it off.
Yeah.
I just open my pocket. I'm like, get in here, flu. Come on to work.
And then I'm going to go down with it.
Want some of this flu?
Yeah, bring your flu to work day today.
Some of this flu?
Come on down. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
So, Anna, you have lots of cars?
Every once in a while,
Anna,
are you crazy?
I think I might be. So last year I had 4 different cars, and I have to get rid of every single one of them to buy a new one because I think that they're going to mess up before I'm done driving it.
They're going to mess up?
Oh, so you just keep...
Yes.
Like,
they have places to fix it.
Yeah.
She don't want to pay for that, though.
Exactly. Like, I'm afraid the transmission will mess up or something, and I just don't. So I have to get rid of it beforehand. And nothing's wrong with them. Nothing at all is wrong with them. I just have to get rid of them because I feel like something's going to mess up.
Yeah, Anna always has a new car.
You have a short attention span, maybe, for cars.
I do. Maybe it's the anxiety.
What about boyfriends? Yeah. You don't trade out boyfriends real
before
fast,
they
do you?
Mess up?
Yeah, do you?
No.
Okay, you keep those.
No.
Okay, good. That's a little crazy.
That's a little crazy.
The hassle. Effort.
Yeah. The hassle of getting a new car is just too much. I'm getting so close to my miles. First time ever.
What are you going
to
get?
I don't know. I might have to just turn in my car and call it and chalk it up as a loss. Because I misjudged how many miles I would drive. Buy a car.
No lease.
Well, that's what I did, and now I'm
lowering my... You got to know.
Yeah, you got to know next time.
Why are
you
driving far?
It wasn't that I was driving far. It was that it's because I moved, and now my commute doubled.
Start riding that one wheel to work.
I wish. Hi, Misty.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? All right, hit us with it.
Okay, so when I'm really tired or maybe just bored, I stick my hair in my ear.
To tickle it?
No, I mean, it doesn't really tickle. It's more just, it feels good. My mom always like, what, are you having an eargasm?
Most people achieve that with Q-tips.
Yeah, so you don't need a Q-tip, you just use your hair.
Yeah, basically. No, I mean, I guess it was from, being sick as a child, and then that was just my comfort. I don't know if it's ear infections, and it would just make it feel better, and then just kind of stuck with me, as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Do you twirl and stick?
Yeah, you've got to make it like a good strand, so you get some hair, probably from the back, and then you just kind of twirl it, make it, smooth, and then stick it in.
There's a long post about this on isitnormal.com.
And what is it normal?
I just Google it to see. There's a whole article that people are like, I finally found someone like me. I do this. So apparently a lot of people do this.
You're not alone, Misty, but it is kind of crazy. It is kind of crazy. I'll give you that right there. It's cute crazy.
Yeah.
So congratulations, but you can go join that group and talk about your hair and your ears.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Misty. Have a wonderful day. All right, this is Courtney.
Hey, you guys.
All right, go ahead and hit us with it. What do you do?
Okay, so I'm extremely lactose intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
And my last semester of college, they were like, you need 2 more credits of animal science. So I said, I'm going to just take a dairy eating class. So every Tuesday and Thursday, it's like I have a death wish.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, that's offered, a dairy eating class?
Yeah, if you taste like milk powder, if you taste yogurt, ice cream, cheese, all day.
Girl, what's the point? What's the goal?
The curriculum,
You kind of see like if it's high quality or low quality dairy products. So I've learned a lot, but oh my God, I die every day. And when I stop eating, they're like, are you okay? You look a little sick. And I'm like, I'm fine. It's just really good.
Do you take your lactate pills before, during, and after?
No, I don't take any.
Oh, that will help. That will help you a lot. But you need to take 3 before, a couple during. Yeah. They say you have to take more of the pills if you're still eating cheese for 45 minutes.
That's giving it up for the grade right there. Wow.
Just a tip.
I'm going to get an A in that class.
Yeah, you are.
Girl.
Yes, that does make you crazy, definitely.
That does make you crazy. Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah, you're going to get an A and some gas.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Man.
That would make me so sick.
I bet. Yeah, Jenna can't even eat pizza. She has to make it a big event.
She can't even look at a cow.
I have a 12-hour window before it kicks in.
She was like, when is our night going to be over?
I have a limit. I can do a piece of pizza and just feel mildly uncomfortable for a day or two. 2 pieces, done.
Remember when we were on family vacation and we went and got ice cream late at night? And Jenna goes, I just have to go back to my room as soon as we eat it.
I wanted to be part of the group.
No more details.
She just left us. She's like, I just got to go back. But I'm down to eat ice cream.
Sweat. I break out.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She gets the hives going.
Not sure where it's going to come out of.
Hey, Courtney, you're a real one, though, for trying that class.
Yeah.
You're crazy, but you're cool, man. I respect that. One more real quick. Hi, Emma.
Hey.
Hey. All right. Let's see if you're crazy or not. What is it?
Okay, so you know the pop socket on the back of your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a picture of Marilyn Monroe.
All right.
And whenever I find her, upside down, I have to quickly turn her, right side up so the blood doesn't rush to her head.
She's full crazy.
No, that was really weird.
Yeah, that's...
She's already dead.
She's dead.
But it makes me feel like I'm a nice person, so...
Yeah, you are a nice person.
You are a very nice person.
You're nice and a little bit crazy.
And slightly crazy, yes.
Hold on. I need to talk to Ania real quick. Ania?
Hi,
Ania.
Anaya.
Oh, hi, Anaya. I'm sorry, but I think you might be a little crazy. Go ahead and tell us what you do.
Is that make me crazy? I eat strawberries with gravy.
Strawberries with gravy. Does that make Anaya crazy?
Yep, sure does.
100%.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. And you like that, Anaya?
Yeah, yes.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's super crazy.
Yeah, I can tell. Your family's been telling you you've been crazy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think JC should try it, don't you?
What?
Yeah.
You gotta see. All right. You might think she's got something.
All right, Anaya, just for you, I will try it. And
bring
I'll
some gravy
back
in here tomorrow and some strawberries.
Is it a brown gravy or a white gravy, or does it matter?
Brown gravy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Mom knows. Okay. Mom's like, yeah, she's asking for the brown gravy. Okay. All right, Anaya, I'll try it, but for now, I'm going to say you are crazy.
That's crazy.
Congratulations. That's something I've never heard of. Strawberries and gravy.
Me neither.
Might be onto something. Hey, Kid Nation, thank you for your crazy. We'll be back again next week with it. But coming up next, if you've been having crazy dreams, our dream expert, Jenna, is going to dive deep into them and let you know what they actually mean. It actually could mean something completely different than you think.
For instance, the dream about the ex, but you're currently in a happy relationship with someone else. I get this question all of the time. Maybe it's not as bad as you think.
Okay, we'll get into that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about 10 minutes away from hooking you up with that temperature of the day for the winter warm-up, Kid Nation. If you would like to go on off to Florida and get out of the cold, out of the rainy weather, out of the snow that some people are getting, we'd love to help you with that. Thanks to visitflorida.com. And we'll also give away a trip for yesterday's temperature, because that's how it works. You go to kidnation.com, enter that before midnight, and then wait for your phone to ring the very next day.
That's all you got to do.
Boom, boom. Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 40 minutes. We'll catch you up with what's going on out there in Hollywood. And our girl Gwen Stefani joining the show.
My bestie-in-law.
And less than an hour away from Gwen Stefani calling the show. Your bestie-in-law, Al?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I know her and Blake aren't married, obviously, but yeah.
And you and Blake aren't best friends? And,
well, yeah, that too.
But I feel you, bro.
Yeah.
One day, though.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this could be the beginning right here.
Never know.
Gwen is the connector.
Kind of nervous.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because of the connection. I don't want to seem weird.
Okay.
I always get nervous when we talk to big celebrities.
Yeah. Well, I already embarrassed myself with Shin Lim, my favorite magician, so.
Certain ones don't faze me at all. But
right.
Certain, you know, like this is kind of one of them. Yeah. Halle Berry, for whatever reason, I was so comfortable. It was not a problem at all. But this one, Gwen Stefani, I may be quiet.
Oh, really?
Okay. No way you're going to be quiet. You're a nervous talker.
Yeah, he's going to say something. All right, but right now we want to dive into something we've been doing a couple times here on the show. We do the love expert. We do the your Kid Nation love letters, and we read them to Kelly, and she solves your relationship issues. But what about those who have dreams?
Yeah.
You know? We all have dreams. Well, some more than others. Some I don't remember.
And not the dream about becoming a CEO of a company and all that and your aspirations. We're talking about the dreams you have when you fall asleep.
Yeah.
And you wake up the very next morning going, whoa. What did that mean?
Right.
Well, let's jump off into it.
All right. So this is Jenna, our dream expert.
And why am I the expert? Well, only because for all these years, I've always been very interested in dreams. That's really where that came from. I'm always Googling dream meanings for people and friends and trying to help them understand what their subconscious is trying to tell them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the reality is we all have a lot of similar dream themes going on. So what can that tell us? You might learn something right now.
All right. So you have a dream right there in front of you, Al. So you wrote
this is from Christine.
Theme song to come.
She says.
We'll get that together.
She says, I had two dreams last night about an elevator. In the first dream, I realized the elevator was falling. So I started to think of what to do to survive. But I woke up before it hit the bottom. In the second dream, the elevator was falling, but for some reason it stopped. It only slightly and was only slightly misaligned to a floor, and I woke up before getting out of the elevator. What does that mean, Christine?
Okay, so before any dream, what I say now, because what I read about is dreams can have a lot of different meanings. They're not always literal. So they say to kind of stop and take inventory of your life. Are you stressed about work? Are you having conflict with a friend, even if it's mild, or a coworker, or a romantic relationship? Did you just change jobs, or you're thinking about it? On and on and on. So think about some of your life things going on, and then use that as a filter when you start trying to analyze your dream, if that makes sense. So an elevator falling is a very common dream, and It depends on whether the elevator is moving upwards or downwards. Upwards usually means you're on a positive life change. If it's falling and you're having one of those elevator falling dreams,
yeah, that's both of them.
Then it's trying to say that there's some sort of crisis in your life in a moment. If it drops suddenly or isn't doing what you asked the elevator to do and it's being unpredictable, then that says that something in your work life, you're having an issue there. Maybe you're not holding up to your side of a deal, or you're not following through on something you said you were going to do. All right. Or someone else isn't. You know, it could be either one of those things. Someone you're in an agreement with or working alongside with. And it's creating intense, you're feeling intense frustration and conflict in your life. And if you're falling and hitting the bottom and you're safely able to get out, it's showing you, your subconscious is saying that you know deep down you're going to resolve the situation, because there's an end to it. But the night before, she had the dream where it wasn't hitting the bottom, and that means she is still feeling a real sense of uncertainty about the outcome of a situation. So it's kind of just telling you to think more about your interpersonal relationship or a conflict at work that you might be having.
All right. Hope that helped you, Christine.
Whoa.
But if you, they say that too about plane crashes. If you get through a landing and live, or if you are falling and you hit the bottom of the floor, it says that it's showing you that life continues even after this little crisis.
Huh. All right. There you go.
I don't know. I hope that's helpful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dreaming with Jenna.
Okay.
That's for now. All right. That's for now. That's just a work in progress.
And me now?
Yeah. Sure, Kelly has one.
I do. It's not from me. It's from Brooke.
Okay.
What's a few up, years ago, I dated someone who I thought was the one. Many factors led to our breakup, and things ended on a rough note. A few weeks ago, I found out through one of our mutual friends he is engaged to someone who looks just like me.
Oh.
Ever since finding out, I keep having dreams about him wanting me back, or me becoming good friends with his now fiance.
Uh-oh.
Jenna, can you help me interpret these dreams? What do they mean? I am happily engaged to someone who loves me well. So there's a twist, and I love him, but it's annoying that someone I used to love keeps popping back up after finding out the news of their engagement. She even popped up on my people you might know on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I do miss him sometimes, but I want to move on and not keep being reminded of him. Please help.
Dreams about exes are the most annoying kind of dreams for a lot of people, especially when you've moved on and you're in a relationship.
Yeah, her new fiance is not going to love hearing
right.
that.
Right.
No.
She changed her name.
I think most of us have had dreams like this, and we all just keep it a secret because it's so uncomfortable. And they say that we actually have a tendency to dream more about an ex than we do about a current partner that we're with. And a lot of us will never reveal that or admit to it because that's just an unnecessary conversation to have. But be calmed by this information, because once I get this question a lot, people will write me about, I dreamed about an ex, but I'm happy with someone. What does that mean? What does it mean? I keep dreaming about an ex. And they say that it doesn't necessarily mean you're still pining over an ex, that sometimes it can mean it's part of the healing process. It means that you've kind of closed that door. It can also mean that you see qualities in your new partner that kind of remind you of that relationship, the good parts.
Okay. Yeah.
It can mean, sometimes, yes, it can mean you're not over something. But in her situation, he's popping up on your Facebook, so you're having these recent reminders of someone. So, of course, that's just like watching a television show. Why did Al dream about Ellen DeGeneres? Well, he might have just seen the show that day. So maybe, it can be as simplistic as that, that there's something just in your memory that you tried to put out of it during the day. Because, of course, no one wants to see a photo of their ex happy and engaged to someone else. I mean, even if you're happy, none of us really like that.
Yeah,
so it can be as simple as that. If you have a dream where you're getting back together and things are great, they say that's actually a sign that you've come to peace with the fact that you're not together anymore, which is kind of bizarre.
That's the opposite of what you would probably think, right?
Yeah, that you've kind of forgiven yourself.
Yeah.
So if you're getting back together, it doesn't mean that you want to get back together with them. It means that you just don't have ill will towards them anymore. But it can really rattle you when you wake up from something like that. And they can say that fighting with an ex in your dream can mean that someone in your current life is bringing out similar feelings. So maybe you're having similar issues or arguments with someone you're seeing or dating that you had with the ex. So it's really not as dramatic, I think, as it feels in the dream.
Right.
Doesn't mean you still love your ex.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you go back to your man and you're good.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't tell your man that, right,
no.
Kelly? I mean, I wouldn't. I don't think you need to reveal your dreams sometimes.
No, some things you can keep secret, I think.
Yeah, this is 100% complete honesty thing.
No.
Not with dreams, because you can't control your dreams.
No, yeah, and it can't, what good can come
out
of
it? There's no good, yeah.
And how many times have you had a dream of your significant other cheating on you, and then you wake up super angry at them?
You know, I had that dream recently.
About the new boyfriend?
That. Yeah, yeah. They say that can have a lot to do with being scared to trust and kind of embark on a new relationship when you start getting, when you're, you know, when you're falling in love with someone or you feel close, that sometimes it can be you just, you know, your own anxieties about trusting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, so don't you worry, but also don't tell them.
Dream interpretations.
Dream
interpretations with Jenna.
I can't wait for her.
We're going to get you a proper one, Jenna. Don't you worry about it.
That's fine. Let's work through it. We'll figure out what fits.
Kelly did love letters for years before she had her theme song.
Yeah, she did.
For years.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I don't
remember. It's been so long. I can't remember anything.
I was here when you got your theme song, so it was definitely when I started.
Was it really after that?
On the piano, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, look at that. It's been a minute. And Trey.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
This is control room Trey over here.
Trembling Trey, a.k.a.
Trey's got a lot of big life changes coming up.
Exactly, and Trey has a very detailed dream he wanted some insight
like to say,
on.
I like control room Trey better than trembling Trey, just for the record.
You don't tremble as much as you used to.
Can you imagine on his wedding day?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I do.
You better take a Valium.
Dear Jenna, you are the dream expert.
I am.
So I'm getting married in July, and I had a dream that I'm going to mine and Kara's engagement party / picking up her wedding dress. And people show up that I wasn't expecting people to show up before the party ahead of time. And they show up, and I get a little annoyed that they showed up. Dwight Schrute, who's going to be my best man in my dream, shows up not wearing the proper attire, and is like, yo, where's my shirt that I'm supposed to wear? Getting more annoyed by that. Then we can't leave on time. And finally, I'm just like, whatever, I'll drive by myself. So I go get into my own car and drive to the engagement party alone. When I get there, my mother and her side of the family are there, which were not invited. And so I get really mad about that and storm away from my own engagement party. And it turns out that this bridal boutique is also on the grounds of a festival, like a big music festival.
Oh my gosh.
So as I'm walking through this festival trying to cool off, I see in the sky a military plane crash.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, Trey.
And then protesters come at me and a bunch of people, and they're throwing bags of their own...
Oh, my God.
Faces?
Yes, at me and other people.
It is.
It's crazy. I only have these crazy dreams, like, once every 10 years.
Yeah.
And then, so after the military plane crashes, and then it's all anarchy, it's dark outside, and I'm trying to find my way back to my hotel room, which was not where we were before. We were at our apartment. Now I have a hotel room for some reason.
Okay.
So I go find myself in my hotel room. I go look for my car first. That's what it was. I could not find my car.
Lost car.
Then I finally make my way back to my hotel room, and go, oh boy, it's 1:40. I have a couple of minutes I can just sleep before I have to go to work. So I fall asleep and wake up to Justin, part-time Justin, calling me to tell me, hey, it's 6:40 in the morning. You need to be at work. I get up and start freaking out, try to find my car again, can't find it. A lady in a golf cart then takes me to work.
Wow.
Once I get to work, Kelly Raspberry says, we need to have a meeting because you can't show up like this to work so late. We end up going and sitting in a room. The lady in the golf cart comes back in and says, hey, here's $1,000 bill. Like, I have to pay you $1,000 for driving me around like a taxi and finding the studio. And I look at my bank app, don't have the money in my bank account, and burst into tears, just sobbing uncontrollably. And then I get in my head, I'm like, this must be a joke. This has to be some sort of prank or something. And that's when a wall opens up, and Randy, who was doing Kid TV for us, is there, and he tells me that I'm a part of a Black Mirror episode, and he's been drugging me this whole time.
This is the most detailed. I can't remember squat.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
Right.
And there's a lot.
I have cut out half of the details just to make this quick. Yeah. And it wasn't quick.
I don't even remember how it started.
He started because he was having an engagement party.
Yes.
Okay. So when I did this dream, I think there's a lot of details there that we can just kind of push aside, right? Like you oversleeping for work. That's a very common dream I think a lot of us have, or a feeling just because we do get up really early and we're always so, we go through phases where we're so worried we're going to oversleep because it happens.
And
but
we do sometimes.
The big themes here, Trey, that I think a lot of people have. So when I start looking through this is, first, let's talk about the fact that you're getting married. They say, and you say, you may, I'm not saying that you're having second thoughts or doubts or anything like that. But they say that you definitely just subconsciously have a lot of anxiety, especially when we get to the part about that $1,000 bill. When you're presented with a bill in your dream, it suggests that you're thinking about your finances and money matters right now more than normal.
Yeah.
Or someone handed a bill. They say it might be linked to something from the past that you're only paying for now. So that can be directly related to just a stress about finances in general. As simple as that, you know, when you see money in a dream. But going back to the fact that you're getting married, that a lot of people getting married have dreams like this. You know, that they have dreams just that are very bizarre. They're scared deep down, just about a big life change. Maybe you're happy about it, but it's still a big life change that you're marrying someone and you want everything to go smoothly and you're having a big event in your life.
Gotcha.
Fighting with your mom represents a relationship not just with your mom, but it could be your spouse, a coworker.
What do you hate at work, Trey?
Yeah.
There's a long list.
And they say moms in dreams, you have to ask yourself, how's your relationship with your mom? Is it negative or positive? And depending on what it is, then you go into other relationships in your life, right? Yeah, therapy. Plane crash dreams are really common. If you have a fear of planes like I do, then that's why you have plane crash dreams. But in your situation, they say a dream might indicate you have unrealistic goals, which are not going to be easily achieved.
It's a military plane, though, wasn't it, Trey?
Yeah.
Right.
The crashing.
Yep. Or that you have feelings of panic and pessimism and a negative state of mind going on in your life. So you need to
as a result of people throwing poop at you.
Right.
I was fascinated by the riot part. The riot says elements in your life feel out of control and a loss of individuality. And at times you experience rage.
He does.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I always look at Trey and I'm like, what's going on in his head?
On the brink, man.
Anarchy's going on.
Which I start calling him Trage.
Yes.
That is great.
Trager.
Trage.
He's going to Trage again.
Trembling Trager.
A lost car in a dream. Dr. Oz did a segment on stress dreams. This is a top 5 stress dream that you can't find your car. And that's connected to uncertainty or loss of motivation. And you need to ask yourself what's going on in your life that you no longer have the desire to continue with. And you might need to get your motivation or mojo back in a certain area, not necessarily work-related.
Okay.
Get your mojo back. Yeah.
A lot of stuff to work on.
And the last part of your dream is that it was a false awakening, that it was kind of a dream within a dream, because you dreamed that the end, I mean, in a sense, you know, it's not that you woke up and started doing stuff, but that you had kind of that Black Mirror episode going on. And they say, again, that this happens when you're about to have a big life event.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, thank you very much.
If you'd like to see a video of Trey's dream in real time, go to KidNation.com.
I told him it was long.
The Oscars music almost started playing about 2 minutes into your dream.
Keep behind the scenes. I couldn't find it, Al. Trey usually helps me get him, but he's too busy.
Yeah, I don't want to interrupt him.
All right, Kid Nation, it's time for the winter warm-up. First, we need to hook somebody up real quick.
All right.
Because you went to KidNation.com. You entered that temperature we gave you before midnight, and now you reap the benefits. Dustin, how are you doing, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
It's
going great, man, and it's going super great for you because you, Dustin, are today's winner. Congratulations, buddy!
Yay!
Are you serious?
Oh, we're dead serious. You and a guest are off to the Florida Keys for 4 days and 3 nights. You get to stay at Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo Curio Collection by Hilton, and here's Kelly to tell you more about that.
Well, this would be described as a tranquil beachfront resort in Key Largo. It's just an hour south of Miami. Baker's Cay Resort Key Largo has 200 guest rooms. Each one has a private balcony and all the comforts of home. You can dine above the treetops, by the beach, in your room. You can dine poolside. They have a spa, salon, 2 pools, 24-hour fitness center, beachfront recreation, all sorts of water sports, daily resort activities, even a kids club. And then a thrilling adventure of a lifetime. You can take in an interactive swim for two with dolphins, plus marine mammal responder. Whoa. It's a deep water program. You're going to experience the speed, power, gentle precision of the Atlantic bottlenose dolphins via a variety of trained behaviors. All thanks to Visit Florida.
Thanks, Visit Florida. Dustin, is this going to be a bros trip, or you have a special lady?
I would be taking my wife.
There you go. All right.
Good move, brother.
You earned it. You and the wifey have a ton of fun out there, Dustin. Take a lot of pictures, okay?
I appreciate it. Super excited.
We appreciate you, brother. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. Alicia's got you. And now it's time to give you the temperature of the day so that you could be like Dustin and have a nice little trip for yourself. Today's temperature at the Theater of the Sea is 77 degrees.
Oh, Theater of the Sea.
Today at the Theater of the Sea, it is 77 degrees. Go to KidNation.com before midnight and enter that. And again, if our website crashes, give it a few minutes. It will come back. Again, Theater of the Sea, 77 degrees.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Bachelor had to take a bunch of trips. And he did the scariest thing a guy can do.
What's that?
Meeting the parents.
Yes.
He had to do it four times.
It was uncomfortable and yet still boring. I had a hard time paying attention to all of it last night. Some of it was just ridiculous. The men who speak truth end up backtracking for the most part. It's such a mess.
What do you mean the guys that speak truth?
The dads and brothers?
I just met you. How can I give you my blessing for a marriage? I don't even know you.
And you're telling the same spiel to three other women.
Did you ask Alan how he would handle that situation?
I didn't ask him how he would handle it if he was dating four women he was falling in love with.
If he was the dad, let's say Brooke or Emma Kelly are on The Bachelor.
I didn't ask him, but I know. A common sense person would say, how can I give you a blessing? I don't even know you. But then a girl comes and bats her eyes at daddy.
And but I love him.
Okay, sugar.
Okay, I will. Except for that last guy. Did he ever? I was so over it by the end of the show.
Would it be bad for a dad to just say, hey, I'm not going to give you my blessing right now. I can't because I know you're going to go see other people. And I know you're going to ask the same question to every dad because I've watched the show and I know how this goes.
Right.
Now, when you're ready, and my daughter is, in fact, the one you choose,
come back and see me.
You better find a plane or maybe FaceTime me and then ask me. And then I will tell you the truth if I will give you.
Here's the thing. And then if that is the case and the Bachelor ends up kicking the girl out, she's never going to forgive her dad for blowing the chance for her.
Yeah.
So it's a really no-win situation.
Yeah, you're right.
Colton was very awkward, but how can you say I'm falling in love with four women?
You can't. And you told dads that, right? He told a couple dads
they
that.
They asked him.
Well, good for him for not lying and saying.
Yeah, at least he's honest.
I'm glad it came up, but some of the scenarios were just either boring or ridiculous.
Yeah. The whole Hannah thing where he took him to the etiquette class because she's
ridiculous.
From the South. Is that ridiculous, or does that really need to be necessary when you go meet
a
Southern family?
Absolutely ridiculous. Completely staged for entertainment value. Everybody was in on the joke, or he would have never done that.
Because Colton got scolded, Big Al, because apparently he doesn't know how to eat bread.
Colton.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and put that back in. Let's let Hannah, since we're using our fingers, let's let Hannah serve herself.
Well, I've touched that one and that one, so
okay.
You
bless your heart. There is a proper way to eat your bread. So you want to tear off one bite of bread.
I didn't know that.
And you want to butter that one bite of bread. And you want to eat that one bite of bread.
Is that really how you're supposed to eat bread? Because I've been doing it wrong all my life.
I've been doing it wrong. Hashtag been doing it wrong.
I just grab the bread, I open it.
Tear it in half.
Get a nice little chunk of butter, get that in there.
Yeah.
And then I eat it like a little butter sandwich.
I grab it out of the basket, take a bite out of it, put the rest back in the basket.
But I have seen Al put his foot up on a table and lotion his ashy legs at a charity event. Yeah. I have seen him do that.
Why did that for comedy,
Kelly?
It
doesn't matter. You still did it.
While dinner was going on?
Yeah.
Oh,
would you like some ash in your salad, sir?
I was ashy.
So the bread thing's a joke, but the foot thing, very.
That was very, very true. Now, like Kelly said, Colton did go ask four different dads for permission to marry four different women. Three of them were pretty cool with it. But Cassie's dad's getting a lot of love online because he was the one that thought Colton should pull back a little bit.
I want to take this opportunity and chance just to ask you, if I can have her hand in marriage, if it gets to that point. So, I think that a lifelong commitment is, that's big.
Yeah.
And
and shouldn't be taken at all lightly, because it is forever, in my opinion. And too often it's, I think, done without enough thought. So I feel like, as far as the hand in marriage, that would be a premature blessing.
There you go.
That's perfect.
That's
I think that's a good way to answer as a dad.
Yeah, I think so too. That's tough.
It's a little
man.
Premature.
It's tough. Like I said, it's a no. He's got to ask the question because it may come to that. But unfortunately, the premise of the show is there's four girls left at this point. You got to ask that question to four different dads.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sorry. I feel like I'd be the dad that would ruin it. I just wouldn't be okay with my daughter going out with a dude.
There's a way to gently say it.
But I feel like I would, the way I even said I would say it, I think would ruin it for my daughter.
Possibly, because if he's got three other dads saying on board and you're really on the fence about any one, that could be the...
Yeah, I'm basically asking him to do extra work and find a way back to me or call me when it's actually her.
But I also know the history of Bachelor editing, and the worse they make the hometown visits look is usually the one the Bachelor or the Bachelorette ends up with.
Well, you would think that Cassie would go home after her dad basically said, nah, man, you don't have my blessing. But actually, spoiler alert, you could turn it down here for about 20 seconds. This is who he sent home. Kaylin.
I'm just blindsided, I guess. I saw it. I've never felt like this in a relationship, and I felt like we just had this connection from the start, and I saw it being us at the end, and I thought we both saw that, and I feel stupid for thinking that.
Beauty queen is a beauty crier, though. She's a pretty crier.
I told my husband going into that ceremony, that's the one that's leaving. I just knew that she was the one going home. I don't know why. I just didn't feel him. It was a boring chemistry. It wasn't working out.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't feeling that relationship. How about we got to see some outtakes, too. And apparently Hannah's family is pretty musically talented.
Oh, my.
And here's Colton hanging out with them. Let's see if Colton is musically talented.
Has she rapped for you before?
No.
Oh, yeah. I've been rapping for years and everything.
Have
you
been rapping in the house?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to need for somebody to give me a beat.
Oh, boy.
Somebody can, like...
I got it.
Just go for it. I'll take whatever I can get.
Dad.
All right. Okay. Sitting right here with people I love the most. Raise your glasses up. Get ready for a toast. Mom and Dad chilling and Colton sitting here. Once you guys will talk to him, there'll be no fear. Hey!
Hey!
Word!
That's so bad.
That means good.
Bad means good.
Bad
means
good.
Oh, that's bad. Hey,
what's that, Dad?
Word.
Bad means good.
There was more, but we spared you.
Yeah,
I guess
you.
That's the joke.
He did. He does have a song, though. A for real song. Doesn't Colton have some with O-Town?
Yes, he got together with the four remaining members of O-Town. Ashley Parker Angel still refuses to return.
I get that, Ashley. Get in the group, bro.
But they recorded a song that the proceeds are going to benefit Colton's charity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is O-Town.
I haven't heard it
with
yet.
Colton. Let's take a listen to it.
Hello, world. I hope you got a little patience. It's such a beautiful arrangement. But I'm not waiting for my turn. So, hello, world. Things can get a little crazy. But I'm not looking for your safety. I just want to see you learn. Too many times, I just sat on the sidelines.
Which one he would be,
yeah,
but
I
he's supposed to be.
Okay.
I mean, as long as Dell didn't terrible,
sounds good.
I think Colton has sang, or we're waiting on him to.
I have to wait for the music video to drop.
Yeah.
I never heard Colton could sing, but I wouldn't put it past him. Is it him? Maybe that's him.
That might have been him.
And
this little tidbit.
What else?
Being distributed by Virgin Records.
That's pretty good, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Is he still? Are we sure?
Have you seen the previews for next week?
No. I haven't watched a second of this garbage.
I wish we would play the audio from that because it was so ridiculous. He's finally supposed to jump the wall next week.
Finally.
And then he is bound and determined to give it up.
Oh, yeah.
And he promised.
So is that, the girl is jumping the wall?
He promised the girl is going to love. No, it's a literal wall he jumps. He promised that the girl is going to love it.
No, she's not, Colton.
Remember, he said something like that. She's going to love it.
Breaking news. Nobody loves our first time.
You're right.
Except us.
No, yeah,
we love our first time.
No, you don't.
Those are the best 10 seconds of our lives, but nobody else.
Yeah, we love it in the moment.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You toss and round the track, but it's not the same as being like that. It's no call of that.
All right, everybody, get excited.
Oh.
Joining us on the phone right now. I know you were singing her song right there.
I was so excited.
In fact, I was singing Just the Girl the other day, and my son looked at me, and he's like, Papa, you're not a girl. And I'm like, first of all, it's one of the greatest songs of our generation, Casey. You caught that. But she has a new residency called Just the Girl in Las Vegas. Gwen Stefani's on the show right now. Hello, Gwen.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Awesome. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm good. I'm excited. I love being on the radio, so I'm
really?
So honored.
Well, you can join us again.
I love talking about myself. Two good things.
And this is something awesome because you finally get to do concerts and actually chill, and I have to travel to another city. You get to stay in Las Vegas for a while.
It's a pretty awesome deal at this point in my life when I have the three boys to be able to pop in and out, like go, okay, I'll be right back. I'm going to do a show.
Do you helicopter in and out like Barry Manilow did?
She jets, Kelly.
I jet in and out. It's pretty glamorous. It's so Vegas-y. And weirdly, I feel like it's interesting because you think of Vegas and you think of all these like classic, you can picture the olden days, right? And I feel like my show is in a theater, and it's different from like the regular shows that I do because of that. It's smaller. Everyone's right there. And there's a lot of like talking and banter, and like you can't help it. I mean, they're right. You have to say something to them. So I feel like that makes it really Vegas-y, like in the old-fashioned kind of way. But I love doing it. It's something that I flirted with for a while. Like they had asked me to do if I wanted to do it, and I was kind of scared. I was like, I don't know if I want to commit to that. Like I knew what it was going to be. It's a marathon, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you get up there and you have to give your whole heart, and then part of your body is gone afterward. It's like, whoa, like what just happened to me? Because it's my songs. It's my life on stage, and it's sharing that with the people that listened all these years, and it's their big night out. They flew in. It's quite nostalgic. So probably by the end, who knows what will be left. But I am loving it and enjoying it. And also, you know, another reason why I wanted to call you guys was $1 of every ticket that sold goes to Cure for Kids, which is this organization that doesn't turn away sick children. They have cancer, whatever illness they have, and so I get to be part of that, and I actually made enough money that they're expanding and making these exam rooms for the children that I get to design part of it and be part of this whole thing. And
awesome.
That is awesome.
Pretty
right?
awesome.
I mean, pretty good to be able to, like, I mean, it's like I get to go up there and do my thing, and then everybody gets to be part of, like, helping these kids, so it's pretty rad.
How did they catch your eye? Because I know a lot of foundations and charities probably come at you, and you, I'm sure, want to help all of them, but it's tough. What caught your eye with them?
Well, we talked about it, you know, and obviously, at this point, after all the blessings, you can't really do anything without wanting to have some part to help. You know, it just makes no sense not to. So we talked about what we would do, and I always go to the children's charities. It's just where my heartstrings, you know, it's like, to me, that is just like, what? Like, how does that, it just seems so unfair to have sick kids, you know? And
yeah.
So they came, we looked around, and we wanted to do something local that was in Vegas, because they're having me, you know what I'm saying? So that was the charity. It worked out, and it's cool. I got to meet some of the kids through different, you know, different times for the shows, and the parents, which is like, ugh, like, how do you be strong enough? You have no choice, but it's like, it's incredible when they're well enough to actually come out, and I get to meet them, that that is it. It's very inspiring, and they're very inspiring. So,
do you ever use that when your kids get in trouble and you want to be like, look, you guys are being bad right now. Look at these kids that are dealing with all this stuff right now. Do you ever do that?
You know, there's moments. I can remember we did the show, and I had my kids with me. I don't know. You might remember this story because it kind of went viral, but I had looked down, and I saw this kid in the audience that had a sign. I mean, there was hundreds of signs, you know what I mean? It's like thousands of people there. And I looked down, and this little boy, he looked like he was about 10, but he was like 13. And his mom had stood in line and waited since 6 in the morning to bring him to the show because the sign basically said, I've been bullied at school my whole life, and the only reason why I'm alive is because of your music, basically. And I was like, I brought him on stage, I'm thinking, why do you even listen to my music? Like, you're so little and young, and like, it was just so, it blew my mind. Anyways, my kids were there, so I was like, you're coming backstage with me. I'm going to show my kids what kind of kids you are. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, sure.
Lesson and let their empathy, like, come out. And anyways, we were on the bus afterward, and we were all crying because the story was just like so intense, this little boy. And so yeah, the kids, you always try to use your life to try to like help them to understand what's to come, you know. It's really hard having children, really hard.
When you were writing these songs that are now classics 20 years ago, did you ever think that kids that are 10, 11, 12, 13 years old now in 2019 would be singing your music? Does that just blow you away, Gwen?
All of it blows me away. I didn't even know I could write a song, like, let alone write music. But even, especially if you think about the music, it's not like, it's such quirky, weird, coming out of nowhere music. Like, I don't know. I mean, it is very bizarre. I don't understand. I feel like, you know, at this point, I just, like, am so grateful to have, like, a talent, like, a gift to be able to write. That, to me, is the songwriting for me is the one thing that really still sparks my fire. You know what I mean? Like, I went in last week to write some music just because that's the one thing that I get excited about. Like, I love being on stage, and I love being on stage when I'm on stage, but everything before that, I'm kind of like dreading it because it's so, oh my gosh, it's like going to the gym. Like, once you're in there, you're like, ooh, okay, you know what I mean? Like, you get into it. Like, God, and then you see the people that actually supported you and loved you, and that makes everything feel real, and it's quite like, it's very, how do I say it? It's just very emotional, so that is draining for me, but writing songs is like, I don't know, it's a different kind of, it fulfills you in a different kind of way, and I love doing it, so.
Well, Gwen, how often do you and my homie Blake write together?
Not a lot. He doesn't like, this is the thing, he is one of the most talented, like, humble human beings I've ever come across. Like, he's a unicorn, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go around, walking around with him, and you're like, it's a different level of love that people have for him because he's just so him, you know? And he can, like, sit there and play any song that, in any song from back in the day that he ever heard. Like, he knows all the words, they're all in there. He's like a jukebox. And he just, I don't know, I guess he started out as a songwriter, like, as a job. Like, he worked and he went in there, and every day he would write songs. So he kind of did that, and now he doesn't like doing anymore. But we have written three songs together. Two songs together.
Gwen, I'm so curious, going out to the country with him, have you picked up any ranch hand skills?
Well, not necessarily, but you would be shocked that I did plant a tulip and daffodil garden.
Good for you.
Look at your
little
you.
Note.
Okay.
Things are going to come up. But no, I love gardening, and, you know, I think that going to Oklahoma is one of those things that I just didn't know I was missing out on, because we grew up here in L.A., and our nature was going to, like, Huntington Beach, you know what I mean? That was like, and it was just beautiful, but it's just so different to be able to, like, go for a jog in the middle of acres of land, and it's very biblical, like, you just, God is all around, and you know, you see, like, a herd of wildebeest running by, and you're like, where am I right now? Thank you.
Please tell Blake that Big Al said hello. I'm sure he talks about me all the time.
Of course. But look, we would love to be selfish and keep you on the phone all day long, Gwen, because you're seriously one of the coolest people to talk to. But check her out, Just a Girl, her Las Vegas residency in full effect. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com/Gwen. And check out Cure for the Kids Foundation, because that's what ticket sales are going towards that. And Gwen, I'd kick myself if I didn't tell you to check out our kids charity, kidskids.org, if you want.
Please do.
To take a look at what we do with children
thank
as well.
Thank you so much. Good job, guys.
Thanks, Gwen.
Call us back tomorrow.
Bye, Gwen.
Okay, come to my show. Bye.
I definitely will.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Can you believe it's almost the middle of the week?
Almost.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Wow. We're almost halfway there.
Mostly I'm excited because that means we're closer to the midweek update with our girl Anna, who's in studio with us right now.
Yes, hello. I'm so excited to give you guys the midweek update tomorrow.
I hear you can give us a little tidbit of it, a little taste.
Yeah, yeah.
Of what we can expect. Midweek update.
Ooh, free.
The,
I know.
The like, Tuesday tease. Like, the midweek update.
Yeah. Yeah, the Tuesday tease. Okay, so obviously something that happened this weekend was the Oscars, and I'm absolutely obsessed with the Oscars, so you'll be hearing more about that tomorrow.
Okay.
But something that we talked about earlier was that viewership was up this year, but it's still kind of hard to get millennials to watch because they give out trophies, but not to them.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So you're in for some of that comedy gold tomorrow.
As a millennial myself, I do expect a trophy when I'm watching an award
show. Certainly.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad you say that, JC, because I actually came up with some awards for you guys.
Oh, really?
So I do get an award for nothing?
Yeah, I'm not going to like give you anything, but you can laugh at it, I guess. so these are Oscar-related, and the voting is in. I know this is very highly anticipated, even though the only person that thought about them was me.
Okay. Forget awards, you guys. This is the kid. What are you calling these awards?
She's doing the Big House Road Clear.
Oh, yeah. The Acadakid Awards.
The Acadakid Awards.
Acadakid. Acadakid. That's hard to say.
Acadakid.
Acadakid.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a kid, too.
The award for best foreign language voice goes to JC.
Oh!
Shout out.
I was hoping I'd get that one. I've been working on rolling my R's.
You came in a close second.
Oh.
But sorry, JC took it this year.
You're not first, you're last.
Look at you. I'm the Roma of the show.
Yes. Yeah. The award for best voice in a leading role, Kelly Raspberry.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Well
Congratulations.
Yes. Nice, Kelly. Nice.
Congratulations.
Kelly.
Thanks.
You want to do a speech?
No.
Oh, okay.
Good. Outstanding voice in a comedy or musical. Big Al Mack.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Comedy and a musical. Wow.
Obviously.
Did you say outstanding?
Musically funny.
Yeah. Wow. Look at you, outstanding.
Yeah. Good.
Outstanding.
Wow. Comedy timing.
Look at you.
Yeah.
What's left?
Thank you.
Oh, this is a good one.
Okay. Say the best for last.
You'll never guess who it goes to. Okay. Best picture taker. Jenna Owens.
Congratulations, Jenna.
Best picture.
Congratulations on all of your awards, you guys.
Thank you.
I want to thank the Acadakid.
Yeah, I'll give them a little love, a little speech.
Well, I can't be comically, musically funny on the drop of a hat, JC.
Oh, boy.
Comically, musically funny.
But I would like to thank everyone. I'd like to thank my girlfriend in the future and my girlfriends in the past. And I'd like to also thank Kelly for always being here for me.
And God.
And yes.
Mom.
And thank God. And thank my mom.
Like out of the,
making all
like the Oscars. We're out of time. I'm out.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.